It's
Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon.
A Monday warrior, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean pride. Those minds are not for him.
Good afternoon, family and friends. Albion, Michigan, cruising with Jamie and Jim. Today is our debut. I guess you could call it our debut. My name is Jamie Jones. I will be your host, and I have my wonderful friend Jim Harab on the line. Hey. He is my co-host. And
how you guys doing?
we're just gonna do some shows about Albion and talk about our history. Talk about fun times we had growing up in Albion, and trying to make this a fun event. And just a little bit of commercials before we get started. If you go to Blog Talk Radio, get a username and a password, you can actually type live into our chat room. And it's a lot of fun, too. So we have the chat room fired up. So if you want to chat in the chat room, that's kind of cool, too. And we're just going to talk about Albion. This is our first show. So what I'll do after this show is I will archive this, so all the shows half an hour after they actually air, the shows will be available to everybody for their listening. You don't have to actually listen to it at the time that we do it live, but you can also go to it after we do the archive, and it usually takes me about 30 minutes to do an archive. So, but I want to tell you a little bit about myself, and then I'm going to let my wonderful co-host tell you a little bit about himself and how we came to Albion, how things got started for us here. And so, like I said, this is kind of our first show, and we want to get a lot of people involved and have fun. And you know, this is Albion. This is who we are. My name is Jamie Jones, and I've lived here since 1963. My family came here from Kentucky in the end of October in 1963, and I was born in the Sheldon Hospital in November of 1963. So I've been here pretty much all my life. I did take a sabbatical for just a little while, moved to Florida for about 12 years. But Albion's always been my home, so I came back. And you know, there's no better place to be. I mean, you can move away, but home is always home. You know, sleeping in your own bed sometimes when you're away from home for a while, and you come back to Albion, it's just like that. So, home is home. And for me, I married a wonderful, beautiful woman, Marcia Lodgett, and she is now Marcia Jones, and she actually grew up here in Albion as well. She grew up on Valhalla Drive, so we're two of the biggest Albionite supporters in the history of supporters. We have our Albion, Michigan page that we do, and we try to put a lot of great information on there, just fun stuff, nostalgia stuff, I guess you would call it, things that make you think about why you love Albion. What, you know, what are the memories that you have? What are your teachers that you love? What do you remember? And it's been pretty successful, so we're very happy with that. So I wanted to go one step further and do a little bit of radio so we can get some people involved. So tonight, this is our version. This is just our version show. So it's only we thought about this, Jim. I think we thought about this yesterday, actually. So it's kind of like a real quick thing, time into it. And once everybody starts getting the information on there, how they can get on our show, how they can call into the show to listen, how they can click on the website to listen, how they can get into the chat room to listen, I think in the next couple of weeks it's going to be really big. I'm going to have some special guests. One of my first special guests I'm going to have is Dale Duff, teacher from Albion. Everybody knows Dale. Thomas Gladney with Chief of Police in Albion. I'm going to have And you know what? Thomas, I got to give you a shout-out. He had chemo yesterday, so I was going to have him on tonight. And he had chemo yesterday, so he wasn't feeling the best. So I'm a big shout-out to Thomas Flagney, Sr., one of the great icons to Albion. I mean, if you talk about icons in Albion, he would be at the top of the list. He is wonderful. Him and his wife are both beautiful, just wonderful people. So, so enough for me. Jim, I'm going to bring my co-host in. I want Jim to tell you a little bit about who Jim is and how Jim got to Albion, and then we'll go on from there. Go ahead, Jim. Welcome to the show.
Sure. Well, my name is Jim Harab. I grew up here. I was born here, lived in Marshall, and then moved back. It's probably about 72. We moved back here to Albion, and I've been here ever since. My family started a auto business outside here on Michigan Ave. We've pretty much been here all my life. I got my wife, Dacia. It used to be McQueen. Now it's McKim, and now it's Harab. I got two sons, 24 and 22. And, just living the dream up here in Albion still. I mean, we're about the only ones left.
Yeah, well, you know, we talked last night on the phone for quite a long time. I'm not like a real phone guy, but we talked for a long time, and it was surprising. Marcia says, "Who are you on the phone to for that long?" And I was like, it's Jim Harab, and I'm thinking about doing some radio with Jim. And she's like, "Really? This sounds really cool." So, and we talked last night, and we reminisced a lot about, what your your memories and my memories, and I think we sparked up a lot of, different things that we haven't thought about in a long time. Just the downtown area, for example. The things that we used to have in Albion, and when we were kids growing up in Albion, and how important Albion was to us. It was just a great place to grow up. I grew up in, in the 70s era, and with Tillman Cornelius, for one, he was a mentor to me, Foundry, and him and my dad were good friends, but Tillman Cornelius brought a lot to the table for us kids growing up. I mean, he mentored us. He was like a father figure to us. He would, and I will tell you this right now, he would kick our ass if we wasn't up, like, if we didn't watch our P's and Q's. He might have been our coach, but he would beat us. He would kick your ass if you were doing what you were supposed to be doing. And he taught me a lot about life and things, as a coach and a mentor. And he did that as well to a lot of kids in Albion. And we just don't have that anymore. I don't want to disrespect my town, whatsoever, but it's just like those times are gone. We're never going to get those back, and I don't see that anymore in Albion. We don't have those mentors we did growing up back in the day, and I miss that. I miss a lot of the baseball games as midgets and rookies and whatever we were. It was a lot of fun growing up back in the day, drinking the water from the park and. It's just those memories that you'll always have, for your whole life. I know some days, I can be somewhere and all of a sudden I'll hear something that I remember from back in the day. And it was like, it just brings up nostalgia from back in the day. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. I remember drinking out of a fountain down there in the park and over by Thompson's break service. There used to be one there too. We used to cross that bridge and
sure.
We had lunchtime when we were at the junior high.
Yeah. I mean, the thing about back then that is different than now is that, when I grew up on North Street was, it was a great place to grow up. We had the older generation that were seniors And, you know, as a little kid, I'm sure my little sister is listening right now. And we used to go over to her house, and she would make us, you know, stuff. She lived on Eaton Street, and an older African-American lady, and she was just the greatest person in the world. I can't call her name right now, but it was just so great. We'd go over there, and she'd make us something, or she'd have some candy, or, you know. Growing up in Albion at the time was the greatest time to grow up. There was something about it that we just don't have now. I walk the streets of Albion now, and I'm just really sad that the kids that are growing up now don't have that. They're not, you know, they don't have that same thing that we had when we were growing up. You know, we drink out of the garden hose. Nobody does that anymore because that's not good for us. When we were kids, you know, I knew what curfew was because the big lights came on outside on the street. You know, it's like, oh, it's good. We better get to bed. We better get home because the lights came on outside on the street. You know, we rode our bicycles. We had a good time. We weren't on our phones continuously, you know, and we didn't have that, the internet and things like that.
No, didn't have it.
Yeah, we grew up good, and we grew up hard, we grew up fast, and we grew up, you know, and I enjoyed that. It was a lot of fun. So, God, so many memories, I just can't even put them into words.
I grew up up there in Sydenham and Lombard. Mm-hmm. I mean, I had a lot of fun up there, you know. And we'd get home from school, grab a snack, and he wouldn't come back until dark. You know, then you'd have to cram for your doing all your homework. But you'd go out all day and stay out all day. And I don't see kids doing that anymore.
Right, right. Exactly. Yeah, I mean, I was just looking at a post just a little bit ago that I had posted a while back. And I can't even tell you how many comments are on there, but I posted about the old rotary phones, which I'm probably sure everybody had one when they were growing up in Albion. We had the National 9 number.
Yep.
629 number, but you could dial 9 and to whoever you were calling. It was a 629 number, but we lived on C Drive North, and I mentioned this last night. 28820 C Drive North. I still remember that, and I lived there when I was 7 years old, and it'll never leave my memory. And we had party lines back then, and you could sit and get on the phone. You'd get on the phone and try to call somebody. And there would be somebody on there talking, so you couldn't dial the phone until they got done. You could hear their whole conversation. It was kind of fun. And I still remember that since I was a little kid, you know, 7 years old, going to Harrington School. Mr. Ryman was the principal, and we rode the bus. You know, matter of fact, I just recently saw my bus driver when I was lived on C Drive.
God,
just we were down at the park there where they do the music thing, and she was down there, and I remembered her. Sharon Dimbrock was her name, and she drove. Is your name Sharon Dimbrock? And she goes, well, it's not Dimbrock now, but yeah, it's like you were my bus driver. And she said, where did you live? I said, 2882. She's like, you still remember that? And I got a really good picture of her and I together. It was just so funny. That she says, you're probably the only one I can ever imagine that remembers that from when you were 7 years old. How did you remember that? I said, because you were such a good bus driver. You made an impact on my life for some reason. You know, she friended me when I was a little kid for some reason or something, and I still just remember that being one of the greatest times of my life, and I always remembered her face. And what is that, almost 50 years later, I see her somewhere, and I remember her face. I'm like, are you sharing them? And it was kind of funny, but that's what Albion brings. It's, you know, we don't forget our family, and Albion is family. Albion is... you know, a very tight community and a very good family. And that's what I love about Albion.
Oh, it always has been. You can't beat what we had. I mean, like you said in the beginning, it'll never be what it was then. We have to make the best of what we got now, but back then it was completely different.
Sure.
I mean, yeah,
I'm
going to
bring
in.
Oh, the
What's
Five
that?
And Dime and the Murphys. The Murphys,
mm-hmm.
the Five and Dimes, and the Honda Shops. And, you know, back then we had paper delivery guys. That's kind of a thing that, you know, you don't have
yep.
anymore. We had guys that delivered the papers every day. And, you know, I had a paper route one time. And, you know, that was kind of fun. And we worked down at the Albion Evening Recorder. My sister's husband at the time, he ran the recorder, or he ran the press, and spent a lot of time down there. And you know, it was really good growing up that back then. It was a lot of fun. And I'm gonna bring in and call her real quick and see if she wants to say a little bit about what she remembers about Al. So I'm gonna bring her in real quick here. Is this my twin stepsister? Hello?
Hello.
Hello? Is this my twin stepsister?
Yeah, I'm your twin stepsister. And that lady that you were talking about on Eaton Street, her name was Nora.
Okay.
The
oh,
lady
yeah, Nora.
You were talking
about. Nora, I remember.
Yeah. Yep. She was
okay.
a good old lady.
Yeah, I can still remember her face, and I can remember how wonderful she was and how sweet she was to us. She was, she catered to us. She loved us.
Yeah, she did. I spent a lot of time sitting on the porch with her.
Yeah, she was amazing. And not only
yes.
that, I mean, you know, all the people that, you know, that in our little group right there on North Street, we just had such a good time. I, you know, our father, we're fortunate to have a great mother and father because, you know, we had a lot of people come to the house, and mom and dad would make really good food, so we had a good bunch of friends that showed up at our house a lot of times to eat good food.
Every day. Every day.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. Oh, God. I mean, you know, see, so the thing about Albion is Albion is a melting pot. And I see Albion moving away from being that melting pot. You had some feedback. Are you listening to the radio or something?
No, I'm not. But go ahead and go on to your next caller. I'll go ahead and mute. I'm just going to listen.
Okay.
Yeah, Jimmy, you're breaking up quite a bit.
What's that?
I said you're in and out real quite a bit. I mean, I'll hear you plain as day like you're in the same room,
no.
And all of a sudden it's like it goes away.
Yeah, that was the last caller. She had some feedback. I should be back to where I'm supposed to be right now. Does that sound okay?
Like right now, I can barely hear you.
Okay, let's try this a little bit better. How's that right there?
Yeah, that's like you're sitting right here.
Okay, I had to turn it up. I had to turn it up just a little bit. But like I was telling the last caller, it's you know. Back in the day, like I guess I want to go to like the Festival of the Forks, you know, and that's been I don't know how many. Marcia was just a little girl at the first festival, so it's been almost 50 years of the Festival of the Forks, and we had the melting pot in Albion. We had all the you know the different people that came, the ethnic people that came, and they make food on Main Street, and it was the greatest time of my life. You know, you had the morning parade, you had the night parade. It was a wonderful time. And now everything's at the back of town. You know, it's like all you have is like, you know, you don't have like the foods that we did when we were growing up, all the different ethnic Russian, you know,
Romania, Mexican, you know, whatever. It just changed so much, and I miss those days. I miss those Festival of the Forks. Festival of the Forks has just went down so bad. It's not even. It's not even. I don't even go down there anymore.
Yeah, I mean, it took away from it when they moved all the food out. And one of the reasons I understand they did that is because all the bees. They used to have bees every year, real bad. But that was the Festival of Forks, all the food downtown, right on the sidewalks. And now you got to go down into the farmer's market, and you send everybody down there and it gets so congested.
Right. I agree. Yeah, I mean, I always enjoyed the morning and the night parade. The morning and night parade was like the best thing in the whole world. Now we get the morning parade. We don't get the night parade where, I mean, that was like the finale of the whole thing, you know. What I do like that they have done recently is that they instituted the car show. I enjoy the car show on Friday night. It's a big deal. It's getting bigger and bigger, bigger every year. That's a lot of fun. I also like the thing that they're doing now with the sidewalk. I can't call the name, but they do the music all over town. And this will be the second year this year. Cliff Harris puts that on. And it's a really, really nice time. And Walk the Beat, it's called. Walk the Beat. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Walk the Beat is great. I wish they wouldn't have taken the thing out of the park that they did for a few years. They had some type of deal down there. It was they had the Amish come in, and they had it was like fall days or something, and it was a lot of fun. I enjoyed the 2 years that they did it, and they don't do that anymore. But that was kind of fun. That was enjoyable, but they don't do that anymore. What was that?
Wasn't it called, like, Harvest Days?
Yeah, I believe it was called Harvest Days or something like that. They had, you know, saw races, and it was just a lot of fun. I worked at the college then, and I had to go down there and do some work for setting things up and things like that. But it was a lot of fun, it was, you know.
I wish they wouldn't have lost the night parade. That was like the...
Yeah.
Grand finale of everything. You got to see all the lights, all the tracks and all that.
You know, and the thing about it is, Jim, is you and I are, you know, we have a big voice, and people need to hear things like that. So we can make our voices heard. Let's bring it back. I mean, you know, let's not stop the radio station with just,
right.
Let's not stop the radio station with Cruising with Jamie and Jim. Let's make this like,
let's bring Albion back.
Let's bring some of the things back that, you know, that was a big part of our life in the day. And the people that listen to the show say, people love that stuff, you know. And why stop it now? I mean, you know, let's bring it back. Let's bring some of that back.
I think they really need to. I mean, we were talking the other day, like the things have changed so much. Like Dobbins is going to open up that bakery downtown. I think that's a really good thing. But you know, back when we were kids, remember? And you told me the name of them, but they had that donut shop.
Sure.
I mean, that was fun. When you could smell those donuts a block away. I don't know how many people remember that. Or Burger Chef.
Yeah.
All that thing. All around the junior high.
Sure. I remember going to junior high at Burger Chef. I mean, you could go downtown for $1.25 and you could make you a burger that was like a Big Mac on steroids. I mean, you could just go doctor it up. You know, you could go downtown, and you know, we were the richest people back in the day, and
So we would go down to buy the day-old donuts, but it was still good donuts. I mean, the donut factory downtown was it was very good. And, just going down there and getting the donuts was, they had the best donuts around, hands down. You can say Louis and Marshall, whatever, but these guys had good donuts in Albion. It was great. They were great. They were really good.
Yeah, because when you go by there, you can still see, and a lot of people don't remember where it was, but if you drive and see that alley, the exhaust vents to the ovens are still there. I think it's I can't remember what the place is now.
Right.
I mean, what is it now? Yeah. I thought it was a hair cap or something.
Right. We need to open a donut shop. I think we could be big. But we do have some stuff coming up. We have the bakehouse. The bakehouse is coming on the corner of Erie and Michigan or Superior. The bakehouse is coming, so they're going to start doing a little bit of baking and things like that. So looking forward to that. We got the new hotel. That was a great addition. We got the brewery. We got a lot of things coming in downtown. It's good to
Have you been to the brewery yet?
What's that?
Have you been to the brewery yet?
I have not. The reason is because I am not a craft beer drinker, so I'm not going to go spend like $5 a beer for a craft beer, but I appreciate them being in town, and I'm sure it's going to be a big college hit and things like that, but I am just not a craft beer drinker. I don't really care for that taste. We'll probably go in and have lunch at some point, but I'm just not, I'm just not a craft beer drinker, so.
Yeah.
But,
I heard they had a pretty good menu down there. I'm thinking about venturing down there, but I'm like you. I don't drink that kind. I don't drink beer. But it's I'm kind of lost for that one.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah, so let's get back to topic and talk about what we're doing. This is our Virgin Show, and once everybody starts getting, the word out there that this is about Albion, and we're talking about, what Albion was like growing up in Albion and things like that, I think we're going to get a lot more viewers and things like that. We just started this yesterday, so a lot of people don't know about it, and so I'm going to post our next show with two special guests that I handpicked today. So our next show on Friday night, which will be next Friday night, we will at 7:00, just like it is right now, 7 to 9, we're going to have two special guests, and it's going to be pretty exciting because these are two very, very, very cool Albionites. And what I want to do is I want to ask all of the listeners, if you have somebody that you want to have on our show, post that to me in my inbox, and I have a lot of connections, so I can make that happen. Let me know who you want to hear from, and I will try to make that happen. I'm not going to tell who our guests are. You're going to have to listen next week to find out who our guests are, but we're going to have some really cool guests next week.
It's a mystery guest.
Like I said. Yeah, it's a mystery guest. And if you tell people beforehand, they're not going to listen, so come on, listen to us next week, because we're going to have some really cool guests. Like, we're not important enough ourselves, Jim. I mean, you know what? We're cool. We're good people. And, I appreciate you doing this with me. I think that it's going to work out real good. We'll do this every week. And from here on out, we're going to do a two-hour radio show. And we'll always have guests every week. And we're probably going to close out tonight at 30 minutes. And like I said, let us know what you would like to hear because input is everything to us. This is what makes our radio show successful. And I've always had pretty good success on our radio shows, had a lot of followers and things like that. So what we want to do is we want to make this about you, not about us, about you and about our town. So Jim, I appreciate you being a gracious co-host and coming in like fresh from never even doing this before and doing a great job.
never done this. I was kind of a little leery of it. Freaking told me, I'm like, I don't know, but it's all right. It's kind of like it.
I think you did amazing.
I'm just looking at more people, you know, to remember about the old days.
Sure.
You know,
sure.
Like the ice cream rink.
Sure.
You know, who remembers going
down
there?
That happen. Right. We'll make that happen. We just have to get our audience built up and let everybody know what. I mean, you can't do it in a day like we did. We started this yesterday, so I'll archive this tonight and let everybody hear it as our, you know, our number one show or our first show. And
Maiden Voyage.
Exactly. I have two great guests coming next week, so I think it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be a lot of fun. So we're going to talk about things from the past. I call it the blast from the past. So
yeah.
It should be a lot of fun.
Oh,
okay, Jim.
I
appreciate it. I appreciate you being here, and I appreciate you being the co-host. You did a wonderful job. I can tell you right now, you did an awesome job. And thank everybody for listening. I got a lot of people out here. I see, like, I have, like, my board is lit up pretty good right now. So I appreciate all you all. And thank you all for listening. And to all your Albion family and friends, next week, you don't want to miss this show because it's going to be amazing. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be cool. It's going to be a lot of fun. And I want you all to be a part of it. Call in. I see a lot of callers, but call in. We'll have a really good time next week. All right. Y'all have
good.
A good day. And we love you all. And we'll see you next week. This is Cruising with Jamie and Jim. And we'll see you next
night,
week.
Y'all.
Thank you. Peace out.